What was that? This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's deleted book entry is Season 6, Episode 14, Fortunate Son. And now here are your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D. Hunting.
In case you didn't know, this is not Adopt a Black Family Month. Donna tries to solve America's child care crisis for one non-white family. Season 6, Episode 14, Fortunate Son. What could be less compelling than watching Steve do an internship at a talent agency when we know that it doesn't relate to the career he ends up in at all? Or the latest iteration of Kelly and Val fighting over Colin, this time bidding for charity for the chance to have him paint their portrait, which Val wins so that she can give the painting to David for Christmas? Well, Brandon's gambling addiction is back. Alpha Omega puts on a casino night to raise money for a network of daycare centers, and Brandon is way too into it before the tables have even been set up, getting Claire to teach him how to count cards and shaking off Nat's reminder, complete with season 3 flashback, of the last time Brandon got caught up in a gambling enterprise and Nat had to bail him out with his bookie. When he actually gets to the charity casino, Brandon alarms Susan with his wild-eyed raving and, having lost all the cash he came with, his plan to buy more chips with a personal check. Susan, the rare non-credits cast Brandon love interest to exhibit healthy self-esteem on a regular basis, gives up on trying to get Brandon to quit and takes off herself, leaving him to his downward spiral, though he eventually snaps out of it, apologizing to Nat for fighting his attempt to try to look out for Brandon again, then telling Susan about his addiction. Susan very nicely says she'd like to help Brandon if he'll let her, and she must have done a great job because it never comes up again. Thank God. But Brandon's crisis is a mere B-plot. Lisa, Tembi Locke, has Rose Queen business, so as one of her most loyal princesses, Donna is covering her shift at a grocery/liquor store in South Central LA when she meets a tween boy looking to buy a teddy bear for his little brother's birthday. He doesn't have the whole $4.99 and tries to shoplift it, but when the manager catches him, Donna lies that he just paid her for it and slips the cash from her own purse into the till, including exact change for the tax, which no one believes Donna can calculate in her head. When a very anxious Joe comes to pick her up after her shift, Donna's new friend, Isaiah Holcomb, is waiting outside to thank her and try to give her the $3 he does have. She declines and kindly says he can pay her back by not stealing anymore. Then Joe drives them in circles, too scared to ask for directions, and runs out of gas. Donna is possibly overly friendly with the locals, as Joe has euphemistically termed people of color, to compensate for Joe's choice to act like he's walking through Fallujah on guard for IEDs, but soon enough Isaiah spots them and heartily invites them in for dinner. Donna learns that Isaiah looks after his younger brother and sister while his mother's at work, and when she goes to her nursing classes at night. He also knows to keep this arrangement a secret or the child welfare lady will put the kids in foster care. Donna announces that she and Joe will stay and order pizza for dinner. After that, and the birthday cake Mrs. Holcomb made in the morning before her various shifts, Joe wants to leave, but Donna stays to confront an understandably alarmed Mrs. Holcomb about her parenting. "You come in here and you judge me," says Mrs. Holcomb. "You don't know me. You don't know my problems." "Hey, great point!" Once Mrs. Holcomb determines that Donna's not actually going to dime her out to social services, she kicks Joe and Donna out to casino night, where Donna worries that what she perceives as Isaiah's oppressive circumstances will break him, whereas Joe, apparently a mark for poverty porn, suggests that Isaiah's struggles will turn him into a great leader. Donna, famously a white lady, has chosen to attend this event in a chongsam with lucite chopsticks in her hair, but we're going to have to raise her consciousness one issue at a time. At the party, Donna tries to get Lisa on her side with regard to the Holcombs, lashing out when Lisa joins Joe in urging Donna to mind her own business. "So what does that mean?" Donna snaps. "It's not politically correct to try to help them? What's the theme we've been talking about since day one? Kids, laughter, and dreams. Is that real or all just a bunch of bull?" Definitely the latter. Lisa makes subtext text calling her Saint Donna, and Donna tries to live up to the nickname the next day, meeting Mrs. Holcomb at a daycare in the chain Alpha Omega's just raised money for, and offering to pull strings to get the Holcomb children admitted, with Mrs. Holcomb's sign-off, of course. Mrs. Holcomb accepts, and instead of interrogating the state of child care in this country and demanding more government support for working parents, one rich white person touched by one black family's story intervenes out of guilt, just for them, and never thinks about the matter again. What a happy ending. Our keywords, key phrases are black character gets lines, Saint Donna, Brandon's gambling problem, Steve has a one episode job. Boy, there were a lot of Saint Donnas, I think.
Yeah. And I think this is not the only one that we cut, or like we started to write the Fawn one, and then we were like, it contains Cliff and we're already falling asleep. So
Yeah.
This one, there were some where it was like so cringy and it was so far past the point in the show's life cycle where we could like give it credit for trying. Like this is season 6.
Yep.
Stop. Well, and it's not like, so great white savior shit.
Honest to God. And furthermore, like the younger kids are really young. Like they are, as I recall, not school aged. So it's like the logic of this episode does not hold up to the tiniest bit of scrutiny either. Like Isaiah is presumably in school. And if he's not in school because he's looking after his siblings full time, like that actually is a problem. But those details are not given. So it's like, you can't decide how big of an issue this is, or like, does she have some childcare, or like she's home some of the time and it's just after school. It's like, this is just a mess. It's just a mess.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, we can't actually fix this. So we need to fix this by episode's end because this was a mistake. And it's like, well, okay, but I guess we're not going to write about it. Bye.
Yeah. But like, I mean, we already went over this in the podcast on it, but like kids' laughter and dreams, is that real or all just a bunch of bull? Like, what do you think kids' laughter and dreams means? It was like three nouns. Like,
I know, as opposed to children's nightmares, scary clowns. Like,
yeah.
Just, I don't know, pick three nouns, I guess. And that's your theme.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up, Donna.
Yeah.